Hello, everybody. Welcome to another fantastic, wonderful episode of the Digital Embellishment Podcast. We are here at Graphics Canada 2025 on the Xerox booth, our good friends from Xerox. And this guy, you guys probably already know him, Billy Stojanovski. He is in charge of the product marketing globally for the Versant family. Billy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Yeah? Thanks for having me here today.
Dude, I love hanging out with you because everywhere you are, cool print follows.
Yeah. And we try and keep it exciting.
You do keep it exciting. And I think that's one of the things that you guys are leaning into hard. And you guys are really the first ones to bring a lot of this beyond CMYK to market. You guys are doing phenomenal work. For those of us who don't understand what that beyond CMYK space looks like, because now it's being like under the umbrella of the word digital embellishment, right? It's kind of encompassing that fifth and sixth color. Talk to us about just kind of like what you guys are doing that's so special. What makes you so unique?
What we're trying to do is really trying to bring it down to the level of anybody can use it.
Anybody can
do it. So I don't want to know how I did it. It's like a black box. It just comes out and it comes out fantastic.
Right.
Because do they really need to know all the technology behind it? They can trust Xerox that we have the technology to make it happen.
Right.
But let us make it very easy for you to do. Right.
That's the
key. Take a sample. I'm going to show you an example. Is that okay?
Yeah. Show me an example.
For example, we have a client that maybe is printing this standard looking menu, right? A burger menu here.
I've seen this everywhere.
Everywhere.
This is a very non-unique commodity print.
Right. So how do you upscale it to something like this?
Wow.
Without sending it back to the designer. Because right now, you could be able to get this PDF to come into your queue. Well, what we've done on our front end with our FS600, you can go and click on the file and click on Apply Vivid Kit. And what you can define is, for this, I said make all the graphics gold. Make all the text silver, and then put white underneath everything. And I did it right here at the front end. So what I suggest to people is give them their stack of 100 of these things and say, oh, by the way, I printed this by mistake. You don't want this. You don't want this one. Oh, no, I want it. We're doing it again. Yeah. 25 cents for this, maybe 75 cents.
There you go, man.
But it's that specialty. And I also talk about babies and brides. What if you can take and print on envelopes and the invitation, any color, and take it and print all of this with white and silver, not even an embellishment, but more just an enhancement to the value of print.
I love it.
Okay? And if you could do that, now the paper matches the invitation, the envelope matches, you put variable data on it, you pre-sort everything, you send it out to the post office, everybody's happy.
That's right.
And grandma gets something she can keep for later on, right?
Man, and the best thing is too, now with the USPS, the use of embellishments now allow you to, like, even on that mailing, to reduce up to 5%. So really make sure you check out that irresistible mail. They're really leaning hard into metallics this year. You want to take advantage of that. Now, one other thing, talk about like business cards. Like, I know that you were doing business cards in Vegas a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Show us kind of through that process and give us the understanding of what a typical business card looks like compared to an embellished one.
Yeah, so we all know what standard business cards look like. They're just standard white cards. Everybody's got them. I think I have a couple in my pocket from some of our partners here. But if I gave you this card that I'm making special for this, I put the Canadian maple leaf on there. I put the skyline of Toronto in white. Which card are you going to hold? Which card are you going to actually hold and look at and say, whoa, I'm going to remember this card. I'm going to hold on to it. I don't know why I'm going to hold on to it, but I am.
Yep.
There's a little bit of, a little bit of connection between you and the print.
Right.
So that's one of the things we always say. And if you have a deck of cards, business cards, and this one sticks out, you're going to hold on to this one.
And often, like, I've noticed when you've handed those out, what are people doing with their thumbs when you hand that out to them? They're actually going out.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're touching it and they're interacting with it in a way that I think today regular print just, you know, that really just elevates that tactile effect, right?
Absolutely. And this one I did in Daytona. I was just in Daytona a couple weeks ago for one of the trade shows.
That's near my house.
Yeah. And I did the little bit of flag here, right? So you can see the clear there. And basically I did the Daytona track. But people don't realize is there's authenticity with this, because if I use clear as a basically like an overlay, you can't photocopy it.
Oh.
So now you can think of authenticity, right? You can't photocopy clear.
Security almost.
Doesn't cover.
So Billy, you talked about gold, Talk about silver. You did clear. Mm-hmm. You showed kind of like the white on that black.
Yep.
One of the best things that I really like about what you guys are doing with the Versant line is what I call like the neons, right? The bright fluorescent colors. Why don't you kind of walk us through like what you can do with the Versant and what the differences are with and without?
Yeah, so basically, what we had, instead of running CMYK, right now we have our Vivid kit in here, which is our white, gold, silver, and clear. We have the ability to just swap out the developer housings and a toner, and now we have this printer. But the same thing with fluorescence. The only thing with fluorescence that's a little more unique, you don't have to go and adjust or design for it here. You can basically take a CMYK file like this. Pretty picture, looks gorgeous, right? But even without UV,
wow.
All I did was run the file with the fluorescent toners in each station. So I get that value. And if I come over here, I don't know how great it's going to look on camera, but under a 10-watt Amazon light,
woo,
I have the ability to really showcase this.
That looks phenomenal.
I'm going to grab one more sample here. I'll give you 1 second. Okay. You know I'm always excited about talking about print, right?
I love it, man.
So this one here is an example that I made in Illustrator. It basically takes what CMYK looks like, wow, what the blended of each looks like, and then what we have here is a gradient. But do you see how bright that yellow is? If you photocopy that, it will not fluoresce.
That
if
looks
you,
phenomenal.
If you basically make a copy of this ticket to some event and you do this, you're not going to get, only fluorescence you're getting is the paper itself because it's bleached, right? It happens in the manufacturing process. But if I say you're invited to a party and you bring me this, and I want it to look like this,
right,
I'm going to know it's not authentic.
And so, Billy, also, I mean, we talk about the expansion of the gamut. One of the big things that I've seen is that, you know, you talk to a lot of printers here. I was talking to a lot of franchise printers. And a lot of people are now designing on Canva.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically have grown up in an RGB color space.
Sure.
Everything they design is in an RGB color space.
Yeah.
They send something to get printed. That RGB gets converted to CMYK. They get that file back, and what there's like just disappointment. Like, oh, man, this looks nothing like what it looked like on the screen.
Yeah, why does the orange look brown?
Right, exactly. How does kind of like this this kind of help match a little bit more to that color space in terms of...
Well, we can look at it in a couple ways. So the ability to go ahead and swap things out and try it and basically run it. We also have the ability to have swatch books that we've already pre-printed and that they can print on their own and open it up and say, Mr. Client, Mrs. Client, which fluorescent blue do you like?
Very
you like
good.
this, and we give them the recipe, and on the back of the document, we actually have the training that's free that you can go ahead and learn how to do this on your own.
Wow.
So we'll teach you how to fish, I guess. That's the whole exciting
part.
That's
it, yeah. That's it. Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. We just got a great lesson and all the great things that Billy and the Xerox team are doing to really push embellishments. We saw gold, we saw silver, we saw clear, we saw the Vivid kits, we saw really neat, bright, bright colors that I can't believe that they're being printed digitally. Billy, keep up the great work. Thank you so much for being a guest.
Thank you for having me. And, yeah, good to see you guys.
And congratulations, man.
Thank you.